In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating the protection of the Mother of God, or the Lady of Protection is called, I think, in American. My beloved, what is it? What kind of holiday is this? Well, it's a holiday where the Orthodox Christian people were attacked by pagans, and they were attacked, and the Orthodox Christians were all gathered together, as many as could fit into the church. And where they have gathered together, they were praying hard so that God will protect them and save them from these pagans. And you know, there was a Saint Andrew, the fool for Christ, who actually saw the roof of the church being elevated, and comes down from the heaven the Mother of God with all the angels and the prophets and the apostles, and being escorted by them. And she comes down into the church, stands on top and prays, and comes down all the way down to the altar, before the altar table, and goes down on her knees and prays her heart out with tears for the salvation of these people. And my beloved, after she has said the prayer, she has raised herself up again over the all the people, and she had taken over her cover from the head and placed it over all the people as a covering to safeguard them from the enemy. And you know, our country, Russia, those who are living in Russia, the Russian people, Russian descendants, we are the most of the ones that are celebrating this holiday, even though our ancestors were the pagans that were attacking the Orthodox Christians. And my beloved, but we recognized it, that it was the Mother of God that wanted to protect her children, all the Christians, all the Orthodox Christians, my beloved, and she continues to protect us, all of us. All we have to do is cry out to her and look for the salvation that the Son can give it to us. We plead of her, say, please intervene and get her, please, and get your Son to have mercy on us, even though, of course, we know he has the unlimited mercy. But remember in the St. Mary of Egypt, when the Lord's mercy had, in a sense, had been put, he put a brake on it and did not want to allow the woman to walk into the church to venerate his cross. And no matter how she tried, she couldn't do it. But then she noticed the icon of the Mother of God, and she recognized in her sinfulness. Once she has recognized her sinfulness, she begged the Mother of God to plead with her Son so that he would allow her to come and venerate the cross. And of course she did. And the Lord had allowed her to come in. Why? Well, mainly, first of all, it was because his mother asked for it. But of course, the reason was because the lady had really recognized her sinfulness. And if you and me recognize our sinfulness, then we have an open access to the Mother of God. We have access to our guardian angel, to all the heavenly dwellers, and of course to Jesus Christ himself, if we recognize that we are sinners, because he came to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. Most of the trouble is that we don't seem to recognize that, because, and the proof of that is, we start judging other people. When we see some atrocities and some terrible things happening with somebody else, some behavior, we can't stand it and we judge them. Well, if we will continue to do that, then obviously we are not considering ourselves as being the greatest sinners. And this is a necessity for Orthodox Christians, to consider that we are the greatest sinners. And then, as St. Paul said, that the Lord Jesus Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. And if I really truly believe that, and you truly believe that, then you see how the mercy of God is going to be given to you, and the grace of God is going to fall into your heart. And he is going to help you to clean up all those things that have to be cleaned out and to make your heart. And finally, the house of the Lord, of the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that will give the greatest joy to the Mother of God, who is always looking to protect us, who wants us to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And that, of course, could give the greatest joy also to our guardian angel, who is always weeping when we sin and we're far away from the Lord. But once he sees we're getting closer to the Lord, he becomes happier and happier. And all the heavenly dwellers, because they all love us and they want us to be together with them. Amen.